Bears got a win, and I don't know. It was very painful watching six straight losses, but this one didn't feel real, like it really mattered so much. But you tell me, what did you make of this, what you saw?
Well, every win counts. I mean, you know, did we play a quality team? Not even in a stretch of anybody's imagination. But, you know, we did. We took care of business. We pounded them pretty good. It was a smart offensive game plan. Finally, and Anna, you've been listening to me for a long time, and when they got Trubisky, the thing, he's not a pocket passer. And there's two reasons why he's not, again, which I've said many times. He's not an accurate passer, and he has a lot of difficulty in the pocket reading defenses. So what they did, you know, they sprinted them out, they bootlegged out, they play action, which I've been saying for the last 4 years. And what you do, what helps that with Trubisky, you shorten his field. In other words, if you bootleg him out to the weak side and you cut off basically half the field, he only has a couple reads, and if that's not there, he can run. He's a good runner. So I think the offensive game plan was a good game plan, and for the next few games that we're playing, they should incorporate that in every play, every quarter, till the season is over with, because we still have an outside chance to get into the playoffs.
Isn't that incredible? Kevin and I were just talking about that. I think there's a 20% chance as it stands right now. I don't have it right in front of me anymore, but 538 says obviously there's still a chance. Cardinals have to lose. They have to win every game. But they have a chance. I just don't know. Is this the team that has any hope, any semblance of going anywhere if they get that chance? I mean, what do you think?
Well, actually, here, when you get into the playoffs, and I've seen it over the years and decades, when you get into the playoffs, all bets are off. I mean, if you got a team that's, say, like 15-1 and it's playing a team that's 9-7 in the playoffs, watch out. You never know what can happen, because that's usually it's a one-and-done deal, and you can't take anybody lightly. Now, we can go up to Minnesota. We can beat Minnesota. I know we're playing up there, and I know how we have struggled, but we're still in that position. And these young men on this team and its coaching staff's got to realize that. I mean, put everything aside, there's only one word, Vikings, okay? And go up there and take care of business. And can they do it? Yes, they can. Why? Because we have a defense that can get it done. And if they keep Trubisky on the move, in other words, sprint outs, bootlegs, play action, every play, go strong side, weak side. Do not let them sit in the pocket. If they do that, Anna, we've got a chance to beat the Vikings. And then, of course, what, Jacksonville? Kevin, what is they won, like one game all year or something?
Great, perfect team.
Yeah, they're not.
I like that.
They're not very. They're 1-12 on the year. So,
and then you got Green Bay, and I'll guarantee you, I don't think Green Bay is going to lay down and play dead. But at the end of the year, And if they're in a position I think they're going to be in, we're not going to see Rodgers. We're not going to see a lot of people on that team. So we do have a chance. And after all that's happened this year, I mean, all the screaming and hollering and you guys stink, you're lousy, your coach is no good, general manager doesn't know how to draft. You know what? We're still in a position where we can get it done, and that's a good feeling.
It is. I'll take that.
Yeah, OB, I'm right there with you. I was thinking about you during the game because, as you mentioned, and Anna and I were talking about this earlier, moving Mitch Trubisky out of the pocket. You've been saying it since day one.
Day one.
You know, it was refreshing to see them do it, but it also kind of frustrates you because it's like, where has this been his entire time with Chicago? And you know, look, David Montgomery goes off for an 80-yard touchdown run, but he still only had 11 carries on the day. I'm not sure why they didn't feed him the ball more often, especially considering the lead they had when you just want to kind of blow some time and all. But what do you think of Montgomery? I've always kind of been a big fan of his. I always kind of feel like after every game I'm saying they should have gave him the ball more. But 11 carries for 113 yards, pretty big game for Montgomery.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what. You have to have, in today's game, you have to have a running game. And obviously has that been missing for quite some time, not just this year, last year, the year before, we really don't pound the run. And when you have a running game, to your listeners. I'm telling you, that opens up everything. And that brings in the play action. It brings in the sprint outs, the bootlegs. All you have to do is watch Green Bay, watch Kansas City, and you know exactly what I've been talking about it. And I've been saying it for 4 years with this kid, Mitch Trubisky. They have not used him to his ability. They have not used the proper calls, the proper plays to use his ability, which is to move, get out of the pocket, make things happen. This kid could put the fear in a lot of defenses. Why? Because he runs, he's quick, and all that counts. But if you don't put this into your game plan and actually use it from quarter to quarter, half to half, you're going to be in a position that we're in. I mean, play to his strengths. And if he is our quarterback, again, play to his strengths. Get him the hell out of the pocket.
Quickly about the defense. A couple games there in a row where there was some criticism even leveled at the defense, including from Matt Nagy and others who just said, hey, they're not living up to the expectations, even though that's not really the biggest problem with the team. What did you see on this game, OB?
Well, I'll tell you what. They got to go all out defensively. I tell you what I like to see is a little more line tricks, defensive line tricks. In other words, the inside man or the defensive tackle or the I man, whatever you want to call him, let's sprint him out inside, bring Cleo Mack around, bring Quinn around, let them come up the middle. Let's get blitzes, incorporate a Mack blitz, which is the middle linebacker, a Will blitz, which is the weak side linebacker, and just go after them. You listen, when they get up in Minnesota, you go after them offensively, defensively. Do not sit back and let them take the game to you. You take the game to them. You come after that Viking offense with everything, every tool, every blitz that you have. Why? Because that Sunday, there is no tomorrow for the Bears. Okay? So everything is on the table. They got to go after them every which way they can. And if they sit back and they don't attack the Viking offense, shame, shame, shame on Matt Nagy and that entire coaching staff.
I hear you, OB. I hope we're not in that position. I mean, I like the optimism, and I like what you're saying. We'll see what happens, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Absolutely. You know, it's right in front of us. We got it. You know what? We just got to go out there and fight for it and take it. Have a good day.
You too. I think OB should be the coach of the Bears.
I'm having a lot of fun playing with this playoff predictor from 538.
What do you see in there?
Well, if the Bears win out and the Cardinals lose 2 of 3, Bears are in.
Okay.
That's simple. Why not?
65% chance I read in there if something goes well next weekend. I don't know. That seems really hard to believe, but that's what's happening. Great at OB there, and OB and Hamp and OB, you can catch them tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 to 10 on WGN.